Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a Real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a Real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your Real ID at tsa.gov/realid. That's tsa.gov/realid. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can follow me on Twitter at Doug_Reed. That's R-E-I-D, 3-4. Doug_Reed, 3-4 on Twitter. Love to hear your thoughts, comments. Send me a DM. Always happy to respond. This show is brought to you by Sports Ethos. And want to highlight a couple of Twitter feeds that I think are must follows. So if you're a sports fan, wagering fan, a basketball fan. First of all, Ethos Fantasy BK. Again, Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, Fantasy BK for basketball on Twitter. Single most dominant coverage of fantasy news. You get all NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition, much more analysis. Again, Fantasy BK on Twitter. And also follow us at Ethos Wagering on Twitter. You get lots of comments, lots of free plays. Our free play didn't hit yesterday, but I'm on free play today, and you can get to that a little later in college basketball. But two great Twitter feeds to give you regular sports wagering updates and fantasy basketball, probably the best updates you'll get. So a quick review of yesterday, some interesting games in college basketball. Number one, Baylor went down to Texas Tech, lost 65-62. They're 11.5-point favorites. So a bit of a shock. Obviously, Texas Tech's quite a good team, but didn't see that coming. Baylor's had some close games recently, but just goes to show, I guess there's not... I mean, Baylor is probably the dominant team, but anybody can be beat this year, and it should be an interesting run into March and March Madness. We saw USC get by Stanford. Number five, USC get by Stanford. They lost to Stanford by 6 points. They were favored by 6.5. They lost 75-69. So number five going down. And then we saw number nine Kansas squeak by Iowa State. 13.5-point favorites. They won 62-61. So some interesting games in the top 10 yesterday for sure. Onto the association. I was on the Clippers late against Denver. And that looked like it was done early. Clippers were down 13.5. They were down 25 in the second half. They came back and won 87-85 to cover that game, which I didn't stay up to watch the end of that because I thought that was over. So that was nice news when I woke up. And then the old Detroit Pistons, fresh off their victory over the Utah Jazz, which are, yes, short Rudy Gobert, but still a good victory over Utah. Throw up another dog of a game. They lose by 46 to Chicago. They lost by 29 points and 30 points last week by 46 to the Bulls. Fielding pretty much a G League team most of the nights, it seems, in Detroit these days. And then Memphis continues to roll with a 116-108 victory over Golden State. I was on that game too, actually, so I was quite happy with that victory. They look fun. They're fun to watch, and they look good. So overall, last night I was 9-7-1, one push. I was on the Raptors plus four against Phoenix, and that it landed right on four. So 5-3 in the NCAA, 3-2-1 in the NBA, 1-2 in the NHL. So I was 9-7-1 for plus 1.2 units. Overall, since the start of the show, 16-10-1, up 6.05 units. So excited about that, but realistic about that too as well. That's probably going to come back down, and there's going to be a day where it comes potentially crashing down. Let's hope it's not tonight. But nonetheless, let's get to the boards for today, Wednesday, January the 12th. in college. A number of games I like in college, but I'm just going to highlight a few. UCF is at home to Memphis. I think Memphis is overrated. Penny Hardaway is a great recruiter, big name. But the talent that guy has and what they're producing on the court, there's something missing. I don't know if it's maybe the players aren't as talented. Maybe he's not as good a coach. Maybe they haven't gelled yet. But come on, we're midway through January, and they're just not looking like the team everybody thought. So UCF is at home, 1.5 point underdog. So I'm happy to take the home team with the points. Duquesne is at Fordham. Duquesne comes in -2.5. Duquesne is +2.5. I'm going to be on Fordham. I just think Duquesne, I was on them right at the start of the season. They had a bunch of changes. Their team brought a bunch of transfers in and thought it would be a good mix. They just haven't connected. Their 2-point field goal percentage is 46.5, 276th in the nation, not hitting their shots inside the arc at all. And Fordham's defense has been pretty solid, number 93 in defensive adjusted efficiency at Ken Pom. So, not elite, but certainly top third, looking top 30%. So I think at home, solid defense against Duquesne's poor shooting, and I like Fordham in that game. Going to LSU at Florida. Right now in Ken Pom, LSU is ranked number 10, Florida number 36. I think this is the game of the night. I think this is going to be a good game. LSU is +3 at Florida. I'm actually on LSU, and I'm on the under 138.5. Like LSU, +3, under 138.5. When you look at LSU, they came in rolling a couple weeks ago. Then they lost to, who did they lose to? Auburn. 70-55, I think. Other than that, they've trucked right along as probably the best defensive team in the nation. They're number one in defensive efficiency, effective field goal percentage defense, number two. Defense on three-point shots, number nine. They're only allowing 26.6% of three-pointers to hit. Two-point field goals, they're number two in defense, and they're number one in steals on defense in the country. What's interesting in this game, Florida, LSU is number nine defending the three ball. Florida comes in only hitting 31.2 of their threes. They're number 266 in the nation. So something like that also leads me to the under. Florida's not going to be able to run the score up, I don't think, by hitting deep shots. LSU's defense is great. This is going to be a good game. Florida at home could very easily win. I just think taking the points with LSU, happy to get three, and I think it'll stay under the 138.5. On to probably second biggest game of the night, I think. Duke is -6 at Wake Forest. A lot of people are saying Wake Forest can win this game. I don't think they can, and that's why I'm not on the side here. Duke got a wake-up call losing as huge favorites last Saturday to Miami, and I think home or on the road, Duke is Duke. They're going to be able to bounce back. Krzyzewski will have them ready to go. At 6 points, I don't really want to lay 6 points, but I do like the total, 150.5. I'm actually over the 150.5. Duke has been playing well. I still think they're a one seed come tournament time, one of the four one seeds come tournament time. They are averaging just over 83 points a game. Wake's averaging exactly 80 points a game. Wake is number four in two-point field goals. They're hitting 58.8%, so number four.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In the country, that's an impressive number. So I like buckets to be scored, like a lot of points to be scored against two good teams. Duke looking to rebound. Wake is going to be jacked, obviously, with the Blue Devils coming to town. So it should be a good game. If I had to lean to a side, I would lean to Duke, but I'm really not willing to lay 6 points, so I'm on the total 150.5. The next game is Illinois State at Drake. And Illinois State comes in plus 13, and that's what I'm on. Drake was the media darling last year. Drake covered a ton of games going into the tournament. I think Cleveland State were those two schools that were making everybody money, kind of a little off the headline kind of teams, but making a lot of money. And this year, they've given it all back. They are 3-10 straight up against the spread. Illinois State comes in at 8-4 against the spread. Overall, Illinois State's 8-7. Drake's 11-5. Drake's the better team. I don't doubt that Drake will win. I don't think Drake's lost. Drake hasn't lost at home this year. So I think that continues. I think Drake wins. I mean, Drake could easily win by double digits. I just think laying 13 is a little too much. I think Drake is... people are remembering last year a little too much, getting as much as they flew under the radar of a lot of people. A lot of bettors who were on them or following college basketball knew Drake as a cover machine, and they're just not that this year. So taking Illinois State plus 13. Now, the last game on the college basketball board is my free play of the day. So if you go to Ethos Wagering on Twitter, we will post this out. If you go to sportsethos.com, our website, you'll see our free play there. But it is a late night game out west in the Mountain West Conference. Boise State comes in to Nevada as 1 point underdog. So Boise State's plus one at Nevada, totals 146. I'm on the free play of the day, the total under 146. Boise State plays slow. They're number 245 in the nation in pace. Nevada plays fast, number 21 in the nation. However, Boise defends quite well. Their effective field goal percentage on defense is number 14. They're only giving up 44.1%. The defensive rebounding is number 24 in the country. Nevada's offensive rebounding is 261. So I'm thinking shots that go up by Nevada, if they don't sink, second chance points are not going to happen as frequently as they'd like to fit. Boise should be able to get those. And then the flip side of that, the one red herring for Boise State is their free throw percentage. So if this is a close game late, which the spread indicates it will be, it's not going to be looking good for Boise State. They shoot 60.7% from the line. That's 354th in the nation. That's almost the worst team in the country. Field goal percentage, 60.7%. So if it's a close game, you got to like Nevada. I think it'll be a close game. But I do like the under 146. With Boise, you got a good defense and an average offense. With Nevada, you got an average offense and a less than solid defense. So a couple teams that I don't think will score huge, huge points. Boise comes in averaging 69.1 points per game. Nevada 77.7. Against weaker competition, this should be a good game, but I just think it's going to be close, and I don't think there'll be a lot of scoring. So I'm on the under 146. On to the association. There's a few games. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 games in the NBA tonight. I'm really only on a couple. Boston travels to Indiana. Now, these two teams met on Monday in Boston. I was on Indiana. It didn't look good early, but they roared back, got the game to overtime. Boston ended up winning 101-98. I think they were 6-point favorites, so they didn't cover. Flip the narrative. We're going to Indiana. My model has Indiana as a slight favorite. Market has Boston minus 2.5, total of 210. Not touching the total, but I am on Indy once again at minus 2.5. At home, they get a good chance to win. If not, they should be able to keep it close. Marcus Smart is out for Boston. Other than that, not a lot of real injuries to affect the game. But I do like the Pacers at home to cover 2.5-point spread. Charlotte is in Philadelphia. This is the next game that I'm on. Philly's a 5-point favorite. 224.5 is the spread, or is the total. I think this Philly always plays better at home. But I think Charlotte should be able to cover this game. Hopefully able to cover this game. They played twice this year. Philly's won them both. They won 127, 124 in overtime, and then 110, 106 in regulation. Both games, I believe, were at Charlotte. So obviously, Philly gets a bit of an edge being at home. But they're still not back to full health. Maxey's supposed to be back, but again, if he's not, they're going with Korkmaz probably in there to get some minutes. Regardless, I like Charlotte. I think laying five is a few too many. If I had to pick the winner, I'd pick Philly, but I think laying five is a few too many. And then after that, I'm not really on anything. Washington is minus six at home against Orlando, total 213. Don't have a side there. Washington is on the back-to-back, two home games with back-to-back nights. Dallas travels to the Knicks. Dallas is 2.5-point favorites, 204.5 total. Miami's a 3-point dog, total of 223.5 at Atlanta. That's obviously hard to cap the Heat these days with Jimmy Butler still out. Bam, I think, is still out or questionable tonight. Hard to pick that game. Houston is 7-point dog at San Antonio, total of 233. Now, the Spurs, I think, are getting healthy, getting their guys back potentially tonight, which is a short stay on the COVID protocol list, but I think that's indicative of that line. And we got Cleveland traveling to Utah. Utah's 5.5-point favorite, 222 total. Brooklyn is at Chicago. Now, Chicago's on the back-to-back of two home games. Chicago's favored by 2 points, total 235. This should be a great game, but my model has it Chicago 2 to 2.5-point favorite. So, line's at two. I'm not really going to touch that one. The Lakers, final game of the night. Lakers are in Sacramento. Yes, I've been on Sacramento lately, but this spread's a little tight. My model's got the Lakers favored by about a point. They're at 4-point favorites, so they're minus four, total 230.5. I'm not going to be on. If I had to pick a side, I'd pick Sacramento, laying 4 points at home, but I'm going to stay away from that one tonight. It's only on the two games in the NBA. Then the NHL on the ice. There's only three games, and to me, neither of them are playable straight up. All three games are fairly one-sided affairs. But what I am going to do, just to have a little fun on there, is do a little parlay in the NHL. So right now we've got Montreal at Boston. Boston is minus 380. We've got the Seattle Kraken at Dallas. Dallas is minus 220. And we've got the Toronto Maple Leafs on the road in Arizona. Leafs are minus 315. I can't play any of those games. Not going to lay. Going to lay a minus 400 in any game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.